The hot and humid country isn't an obvious choice for a vineyard, but that didn't stop Chalem Uvidia, who founded Siam Winery and the flagship Monsoon Valley Wines in 2001. Being a lover of fine wines, Uvidia, the Thai billionaire behind the Red Bull empire, wanted to boost the blossoming wine culture in his country.
Sawasdee-ka. Welcome to Monsoon Valley Vineyard.
Thais have a newfound thirst for wine, but the extortionate taxes slapped on imported alcohol mean that it's a luxury few could enjoy. Until now, kind of. Locally made wine is cheaper than imported wine, but at 30 euros a bottle, it still isn't open to everyone. Nonetheless, wine culture is winning over Thailand.
And about 14 years ago, that our owner like Thai people to experience wine that made 100% from grape variety. That's how we start.
Siam Winery's sprawling Monsoon Valley Vineyard in the rolling hills of Hua Hin, southwest of Bangkok, can be explored by jeep, by bike, or on a wine safari, which includes picking and stomping grapes, wine mixing and tasting. Goy is our bubbly young tour guide who's worked at the vineyard for 6 years.
Usually Thai people, they drink beer or whiskey. We have more Thai people that interest in wine and for example, like now it's the daytime, it's hot, you know, you should drink this wine, sparkling wine or white wine. So we introduce and educate.
Consumers' rising disposable incomes has resulted in a bigger consumption of wine on a more regular basis, as well as exploring different varieties to pair with their food. Thais even have a preference, she says.
Red wine. Because of the taste, it's a bit sweet, like, you know, Thai food. Yeah. So still people still like have to be a little bit sweet on the tongue. Yeah. You know, nowadays people come to the vineyard and have a glass of wine and they learn how to enjoy.
The vineyard grows grapes for white, red and rosé wine. Colombard grapes, for instance, are planted for sparkling and white wine. Originally from the Rhone Valley in France, here they seem to do well in the Thai climate.
So this one is the original plant is come from France in Rhone Valley. Over there it's not really famous to produce wine because the taste is too sour. But after this climate and become similar like a Sauvignon Blanc, it's quite fruity and easy to drink.
The Monsoon Valley Vineyard spreads out over 560 acres with a vineyard plantation of 250 acres. Mac from Bangkok headed out of the city for the weekend to Hua Hin and discovered the vineyard and grape stomping. Stepping barefoot into a vat, he shyly stomps the cold, wet grapes, a traditional winemaking method to release their juices and begin fermentation.
It's soft when we step on it. It's like a squeeze. There's some juice from the grape. Yeah, it's so fun. Yeah. We stay in Hua Hin for 3 nights and we look for the place to go around Hua Hin, like to spend a day. Yeah.
Do you like drinking wine?
Not really, but yeah, sometimes with friends and family.
In fact, the most likely occasions where Thais will consume wine are at parties or social functions and at home while entertaining guests, according to Euromonitor. Approximately 10% of the population drink wine. And yet, wine consumption remains low at 0.3 litres per person, compared to the 40 litres drunk per person in France every year. Frank, a Frenchman who recently relocated to Thailand with his family, remains a bit dubious about Thai wine.
On est des grands amateurs de vin aussi.
We are big wine lovers too. We really like Chardonnay in France. White, as all the whites here are, well, they have the sun, but I am not persuaded that they have the soils for it. And they have grape varieties that are not my favorite grapes.
Despite the chalky soils, Thailand has succeeded in producing premium and surprising wines full of freshness, bright fruitiness and structure. Even if wine is growingly accepted as an everyday drink in Thailand, the switch from beer, the beverage of choice, to wine still has a little way to go. For RFI, Emmanuel Landais in Hua Hin, Thailand.